Yeah, I said the same thing about adding just one more bone and have that bone move up and down instead of the actual, M face jawbone, which would solve the problem.
Yeah, if that feature is dangled in front of customers, they're gonna want it, and they'll get mad when they can't use it the way they want to, so
Yeah, well,
you'll
of course we've gone pretty far down the just one more bone rabbit hole for the last few months. We've added a whole lot more than we'd originally thought we were going to have. It's not so much that one more by itself is a make or break thing, but if we are talking about adding another bone in the skeleton, it potentially affects how everything else interacts. You've got to rethink how all the sliders operate. Depending on exactly what the proposal is, it's not necessarily something that can be done quickly.
Well, this is a major problem, so it either needs to be disabled or fixed.
Yeah, well, certainly disabling it is straightforward if that's the best of our practical solutions. Matrice, what do you think about the prospect of adding this extra joint? Is that something that's feasible in a short time frame, or is that a kind of a larger rethink?
I think it's rather easy to do it. Because it could, in principle, I could copy what I have done for the jawbone to this other bone. I don't think that it will take a lot of time to add it. This would certainly be the most versatile solution to this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we should talk about that offline. I'm not ruling it out of hand if it's something that we can do in a reasonable time period, but it's always there's always a little more of a performance concern about adding bones as opposed to tweaking sliders, and I'm also just concerned about the schedule effect. Anything that's
But
going to take a long time is
if
off
we
the
would
plausible list at this point.
disable the slider for now and not add a new bone, could we possibly think about an update later? If it turns out that such a bone is and the slider is really helpful would be really helpful to have. So we could disable it for now and say, okay, for the Bento project, we were not able to add it, but possibly there is something like a Bento 2 or a Bento update sometime later, which could add this extra bone.
Yeah, I don't know how well that would work. It's the problem that if we weren't letting the angle slider do anything before, and then it starts doing something, then what's the impact on existing content? The only way we could do that without breaking existing content would be if we add slider support, and the slider support only affects newly added bones that aren't that weren't there before. Right, so that existing content isn't going to depend on the newly added bones.
I think that would be the case in
But
this
this is,
situation.
but this, this would be exactly this case.
Would it?
We
What's
would.
the hierarchy here on the added bone? It's just a leaf node. It doesn't have anything else depending on it.
The new one, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. It would be a leaf bone.
Okay. Okay, well, that might be a good way to think about it then. If we disable for now, and then we consider the possibility that we would implement it in terms of a new bone at some future time. All right, we can continue the discussion on this offline, either in the forum thread, or I suppose the forum thread is probably the best way.